so happy, 'cause today found my friends.
Welcome back. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, minus the Brian this afternoon, but got a little Nirvana coming back to this break. Evan on the board and you on the phone lines. Quick headline, national news. We got the United States, the Biden administration, is declaring monkeypox a national health emergency.
It's gnarly, man.
So I believe that will help get the resources out to public health officials across the country to be able to better address the outbreaks. But it's something definitely, and I believe I saw roughly almost 900 Americans died yesterday. Alone from COVID-19.
Oof.
So not only do we have to now face this second public health crisis of monkeypox, but we also are still dealing with COVID-19, the BA5 variant specifically. But it's pretty crazy news out there. So stay safe, folks. When you're if you feel like you need to put a mask on after 2 years of this, I feel like there are events that you go to where you're just like, yeah, it makes sense to wear a mask.
If I'm going
to
be around people that I don't see on a regular basis, I'm wearing a mask.
Yeah.
Period.
If I go into an overly crowded area still, I like to wear a mask.
Yep. And it's for my old man, you know? It's for the people I live with. That's really
I thought you were pointing at Crudy in that direction.
No. No. He'd kill me. I'd be dead already.
I know. I'm joking. Folks, welcome back to Dueling Tangents. You're listening on Devil Radio 92.7 FM in Madison, the Shaw 101 FM in Waukesha, Bull Falls Radio 98.9 FM in Wausau, and locally grown radio 97.5 in Wisconsin Rapids. So we talked a little bit about Ron Johnson. We're going to continue this conversation with some phone callers and then going to head to some other headlines here. So up next this afternoon, we got Mark from Prairie to Sac calling in. Mark, what's on your mind today?
Well, I think, yes, we have to hang this attack on Social Security around every single Republican's neck, because unless they're coming out and condemning what Ron Johnson is proposing here, it's part of their platform, pure and simple.
Mark, it is the platform. This is the platform. This is what the Republican re-election for Senate Campaign Committee, or whatever their long term, Rick Scott and the senators in the U.S. Senate that are trying to get Republicans reelected, the most vulnerable one being Ron Johnson here in Wisconsin. Like, data has shown that.
Yes.
He's the only Republican senator running for reelection in a state won by Biden in 2020. And so he's definitely the most vulnerable, but he's running on what their party's platform is. That's what they want to do. Republicans want to make Social Security and Medicare discretionary spending rather than mandatory spending.
And this is from top to bottom Republicans. We have to hang this around their neck. I realize that there is some Republicans in our state legislature can vote up or down on Social Security, but we have to hang this around their necks as well and scare the bejesus out of people that lean Republican vote and say, Republicans want to take away your Social Security and your Medicare. Pure and simple. Tell them that it doesn't matter that they're just still in the state. They support taking away your Social Security and Medicare. And because if you guys right there, you two guys right there, young guys, but if you got injured tomorrow and were disabled, you would be you'd collect Social Security, you'd collect SSI benefits, because my dad had to do it for like a year back when in 1970 we got injured by a drunk driver, and he was eventually able to go back to work. But this is what we have to tell people. We have to open their eyes to the fact the Republicans do not believe you are. That you should get this money that you've paid into the system for. We're all paying into the system. No, they don't pay into the system, a lot of them.
Well, they get a cap on it, at least.
Off.
Yeah, it cuts off at a certain point.
It cuts off at a certain point, but you and I have paid our entire life. We paid, I'm retired now, but I paid my entire working career into Social Security. It didn't never cut off. And why the heck it should cut off for anybody? This is part of a price of living in a society. I mean, there's a number of rich people out there that say, they're perfectly happy to pay their taxes, and it will just take the cap off. You want to solidify the system, you take the cap off and say, this is the price of living in our society. You don't like it, then get the hell out, and you'll leave your assets behind you. Go to Russia or go to China, and you can be your little oligarchic self there, but your assets are staying right here.
Appreciate the call, Mark. And it's an interesting I just thought about raising the cap, not necessarily doing away with it at all, but I mean, that would also, be a way to address that. But It is interesting. I think one of the more local, close to home things you could say for state Republicans, though, and something to hang around them, is the fact that they could expand Badger Care. They could expand Medicaid here in Wisconsin and save. We're missing out on billions of dollars from the federal government if the state Republicans just chose to expand Badger Care. And they refused to do it. It would provide more coverage for the Wisconsinites that need it the most. And it's costing the state money not to expand it. But still, Republicans aren't going to do that. And that's something that we can definitely point towards. It's a little bit more close to home. But yes, at the national level, this is essentially the Republican platform. It is what the individuals in the U.S. Senate that are trying to reelect Republicans are running as their platform. Appreciate the call, Mark. 844-967-2789. You can be like Mark or our friend Jeannie up in Eau Claire. Jeannie, what's on your mind today?
Great show. Great comments, Mark. Outstanding as usual. You know, I don't even know why in heck these people are even representing American citizens. I mean, people need to open their galding eyes. They're being really idiotic. These people don't give one iota about anybody except their buddies. And they could care less if people get injured on the job. I mean, what they make people go through when they get injured on the job, and or if they get unemployed, or, you know, as they get older. I mean, it is ludicrous. And, you know, and some of those people, some people out there who think, oh, you know, well, we really don't need it. Or remember, everybody has aging parents. And all of you who are just barely making it as it is, imagine having more people living in your home. Or where do aging parents go as they cut off all these things that people have invested in their entire life? I mean, they're robbers. No ifs, ands, or buts about it, you know? And the way that they spend taxpayers' money, just like Gableman, you know? Well, let's take from the streets and roads and other things that we should be paying for as a society, and people pay their taxes for. Well, we'll just pay Gableman some money. Poor guy don't have a job. You know, we'll just spend a little over here and give our buddies so you know, they got money to return into our coffers. You know, we're going to give them big tax breaks, and then guess they can take that money and put it back into us. It's kind of like a real circle of friendship there between the wealthiest people and that are getting their work done by these people who are getting money for the campaigns. It's mind-boggling.
Yeah, Jeannie, I don't know if you caught this one on a little side tangent there. For James Bopp, the attorney representing Michael Gableman in these open records requests, the one that he lost last week in Dane County and had to pay $163,000 in legal fees, and the Wisconsinites are picking up that tab. Of those legal fees, James Bopp, Gableman's attorney, representing him in the losing case, guess how much he was charging Wisconsin taxpayers an hour?
How much?
$450 an hour.
Wow.
That is what James Bopp, the attorney for Gableman, is charging. And Gableman's allowing that. Gableman went, and James Bopp is probably just like, oh, well, how much do you think we could get per hour for me? And Gableman's just like, I don't know, throw out a number, and then just accepts it. Like, it's insane to think that there's not a cap on that. That there's not a cap on how much a Wisconsin contractor can pay an attorney representing a state worker like Gableman, because he's a contractor of the state. He is being paid by Wisconsin taxpayer funds, and there's not a cap on the attorney's fees for the type of lawyer that Gableman wants to go hire to represent him for doing a really bad job at open records. Like, that's why Gableman needed a lawyer in the first place, because he's incompetent in his job. And then he goes and finds an attorney that he's charging the state taxpayers $450 an hour to work.
Yes.
And lose.
Insane, insane, insane. I hope everybody wakes up. This is ludicrous, and they better get out there and get these people out of office and take back our state. Hey, thanks, guys. Keep up the great work. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeannie. Yeah, appreciate your call. You have a great day. And it's really just when you hear those side tangents, it's crazy to think about some of these things, because it's hard to stay focused on it all. Like, I missed that one initially. Like, when Gableman's attorney's fees, it was just, there was so much going on. It's like, oh, okay, another $250,000 added to Wisconsin taxpayer bill from the two court cases. That's two of four court cases. If it stays up at the same rate, and Gableman loses the next two open records cases here in Dane County, it's likely that that could add another $250,000, bringing it up to just $500,000 alone, which was nearly Gableman's entire budget, which, again, he exceeded in just attorney fees. $500,000 potentially in attorney's fees for losing court cases because he's just bad at his job. He didn't keep the records properly, and then he didn't report them when requested through Wisconsin Open Records. I don't understand how that's allowed to go on. But I also don't understand how Ron Johnson thinks he can win re-election on running on some of these things. It could be a really easy year for Ron Johnson to get re-elected. Like, everybody, all of the conservative callers talk about how a red wave is coming, and the burden there, the hurdle to overcome re-election for Ron Johnson, if he took a reasonable approach where the Wisconsin public is on same-sex marriage, if he did the reasonable thing and said, yes, these veterans that were subject to burn pits deserve to have care. I'm not going to play politics around that, and I'm going to make sure that they get the care they need. If he was just not trying to play politics with Medicare and Social Security, the guy could probably just walk to re-election come November. Wisconsin is a very 50-50 state. If you take the politics and you put it aside and you do the common sense things that Wisconsinites want to see, that should be really easy. But he's taking the wrong approach on all of these issues, and he's just going to rely on those billionaires that he's siding with to drop a couple $100,000 or a couple $1 million right before the re-election campaign on ads the 2-3 weeks leading up to the November election. And that's what he's banking on, because that's what worked in 2016. So I don't understand the positions he's taking, but it's pretty frustrating to see, oh, I see no reason to oppose same-sex marriage codification in federal law. That doesn't mean I'm for it. I just didn't see the opposition, why I would oppose it, and now I do oppose it, and potentially going to delay that guarantee for same-sex couples in Wisconsin and around the nation to be able to have their marriage protected. It's mind-numbingly upsetting. We're going back to the phone lines, 844-967-2789. We got our friend Ken in Stoughton calling in. Ken, what's on your mind today?
To Ron Johnson and Social Security, and I think the Democrats should make hay out of it. One of his constituencies is amongst the elderly that are supposedly vote for him are self-employed people. Any self-employed person, carpenter, lawyer, if they're an individual person, they pay both shares. They pay both halves of the Social Security, FICA, Medicare, all those taxes. So they pay 14%, not 7%. And if I were a independent contractor, if I were a carpenter that paid in all these years, I sure as hell wouldn't want Ron Johnson or anybody else deciding that, well, this year we don't really need to fund Social Security. I mean, that's, you know, they got double their money in the pot compared to the rest of us citizens. So but somebody needs to make them aware that here's what Ron Johnson is doing. He's screwing you over by doing this, not your liberal friends in Madison. Because you're paying in twice. You're paying your share and the employer's share, and you've got twice the money at risk.
Yeah, that's an excellent point to point out the individuals that have double skin in the game on that one, Ken. I appreciate that, and that's how it gets. It's upsetting that is what it would come down to, though. It would be a political game, just like this PACT Act last week, of say Senator Johnson wanted to hold up because there was a Democrat in the White House and a Democratic majority still, but he had the ability to slow things down and filibuster something. He would allow Social Security and Medicare to be a bargaining chip on that political table. Not guarantee it for the millions and millions of Wisconsinites and Americans that have paid into those programs for years, that have earned those programs, that earned those payments. He wants to be able to say, this year, I'm only going to allow that to happen if I get this tax cut or something along those lines. Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. No Brian this afternoon, but got Evan on the board. You on the phone lines. One more segment left in the day. 844-967-2789. Give us a call. Share your tangent. We'll be right back.